Quran violence, cars burnt, arrests made as protests hit multicultural Malmo. By Oliver J.J. Lane on September 5, 2023. Violent protests met a Quran burning demonstration in Sweden's multicultural border city of Malmo on Sunday, leading to a fiery night of riots and accusations police had failed to prevent aggression. Salwan Momika, an Iraqi asylum seeker and Islam critic who has become a serial burner of Qurans in Europe, staged one of his protests in Sweden's Malmo, long known as a city that has struggled with its so-called no-go zones and the impacts of mass migration, on Sunday. In the same city that night, there was violent rioting, including cars burnt and police pelted with stones, and a spokesman for the force has said the events are linked. Several people were arrested at the Quran burning itself, which took place in Malmo's Barnumstorget Square, as they tried to break through police lines to rush Momika and his supporters. As attempts at disorder continued, police said there had been a violent riot at lunchtime. Police ended the protest early and Momika was loaded into a police van and removed from the area. Among the 10 arrested at Barnumstorget were two on suspicion of violent riot, and one of attacking a police officer. In one instance, an electric scooter was thrown at a police van. Anticipating trouble that evening, police deployed camera drones to fly above the infamous Rosengard migrant suburb of Malmo that evening, and by nightfall recorded several cars and a garbage storage room burning. Through the evening, other vehicles were set alight, including a number in an underground parking garage, bins were burned, and police officers were pelted with stones. Officers said the situation had returned to calm before daybreak the following day. Remarkably, despite the presence of surveillance drones and the police having successfully anticipated violence was coming, no arrests took place overnight, with only those who protested at the book burning the previous day having so far felt the force of the law. Police have been accused of having failed to prevent the riots and damage, but defended themselves from the criticism, saying their priority was the safety of individuals rather than preventing property damage. Furthermore, their job was made more difficult because they were being pelted with stones through the night, a police spokesman said, reports SVT Nyheter. The violence has been condemned by the Swedish Prime Minister, saying the riots are completely unacceptable and are a huge drain on police resources. The riots are just the latest outburst of violence in response to a Quran burning in Sweden in recent years. While critics of the book burners say it is wrong to disrespect a religion in such a way, the protesters themselves say the extremely violent responses to attacks on the Quran prove their point that Islam is not a tolerant religion and presents a danger to European nations. The country experienced days of major riots last year over Easter after a Quran burning, with Muslim residents of the nation battling with police. Many vehicles, including police cars and trucks, were burned out and several police officers were injured by thrown rocks. A series of rioters have now been convicted, and some of them ordered to be deported once they have completed their prison sentences.